Okay, we're ready.
Okay, I'll call the meeting to order.
This is Doug, I'm here.
All right. Then our first item of business is the approval of the minutes from the January 3rd meeting. Those are distributed. I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second them. Doug's here.
Okay, thank you, Doug. Then, any discussion regarding the minutes? All right, then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Okay. Then the next thing is loans. We have, I'm going to flip to the page here. I believe we have four loans this time.
Right.
I remember it being about $5 million. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. They've been 1.996. No, excuse me. I'm on the wrong page. 7.370 million.
Okay.
They've been approved for public purpose. One of those loans is a large one, a $5 million by West Allis for a TID district.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the loan.
This is Doug. I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Is there any discussion regarding the loans this month?
Yeah, this is Matt. I'll draw your attention to number four, though, big one to West Allis.
Okay.
I'll just keep reiterating some problems I have, especially with these ones with the TIDs. In this regard, I called in, I guess West Allis is building, some developer is going to build a large 200-plus unit apartment building, very, I guess, luxury end, kind of near State Fair Park. And this $5 million that we're lending to West Allis, half of it's going to go to a grant to the developer, and the other half is going to be a loan to the developer. So basically the city of West Allis, and since we're giving it to them, they're the ones on the hook to us, the taxpayers in West Allis, and they're giving a $2.5 million grant. And I have issues with the TIDs. I obviously don't support the loans, period, but this one especially. I mean, we're basically on this is a $40 million project, and it's the total amount that doesn't have it on our sheet here, but that means the city is basically subsidizing 6.25% of the entire loan and building. And, you know, other people that, if I were to build a home in West Allis or anyone else that we know were to do something in West Allis, we wouldn't get this. Any private citizen wouldn't get it. So I have problems with these, but you guys support them. I don't, so we'll move on.
Well, I mean, the position is always that.
This is Doug. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Doug.
My question is, what is this building? I don't have my agenda in front of me. I'm sorry. This is a hotel or something?
I'll answer that, Doug. It's a 203-unit upper market scale housing development that is being built, and it's sort of like, I suppose you could say it's sort of like a hotel in the sense you get an incentive for economic development activity. West Allis believes that this will add substantially to their property value and in the long run generate a large amount of income in taxes. And so it's part of a tax incremental district. The district increase in taxes will pay this loan back to West Allis. It's not an uncommon issue to be done. You can decide whether, if it's appropriate.
Who's going to own this? Who owns the building? A private company?
That's correct.
Yeah,
I sort of agree with Matt. What in the world? I guess it's not our decision. It's the city of West Allis approved this, and it's our policy to give money to local government if they approve something. But why is the city basically subsidizing some private contractor to make a lot of money?
They're doing it so that the project will get built and increase their tax base. It's not dissimilar to the $3.6 million that was provided to the Edgewater Hotel for its development. Although the Edgewater people had asked for $16 million, they whittled them down. So it's a pretty common thing that happens to encourage development.
Yeah, this is Matt. I mean, these are common, these TIDs and TIFs, but I just say we are giving the loan, obviously, and yet will be repaid, so I guess from our perspective, but the West Allis taxpayers, they're on the hook for this $5 million. So if something goes wrong there, they're the ones that have to pay. And they just got a huge tax increase in West Allis. Their property taxes went up massive. Because the school district, I think their portion alone was 13% higher, some number like that. I guess these are real. The TIDs.
Well,
are,
I guess it's the job of. I guess it's the job of West Dallas citizens to raise Cain, not us.
No, that's I don't know what that sound was, but yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't support the loan, but it's just this these TIDs that we do that we're now sponsoring a lot of. We're helping get this, what your original point, Doug, was. Somebody is building this building, and, you know, they're getting actual money from the city of West Dallas, a grant of $2.5 million. So that's going deposited in their account. And this is not dissimilar to other TIFs and stuff around the state, but
Yeah. We
don't typically do these. I mean, we've done a couple, but, well, I guess we do these. I'm not saying we don't, but.
These are fair.
All right, well,
let's
go ahead and vote, even though we may not think this is the best thing in the world.
That's fine.
Now, it's not our call to decide. I mean, we
right, I agree. Okay.
It's a legal loan, so that's the extent of our interest. The policy side of it, for somebody else to decide, but the TIF districts have long been legal in Wisconsin. So I'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor, say aye, aye, Brad.
Hi, Doug. I didn't hear Brad.
Okay.
Did you vote yes? Yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. I voted yes.
I don't know if I'm next. It's breaking up quite a bit here, but I'm a no, obviously.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know what is. I'm in a spot where I ought to be getting good reception. I don't know why I'm not. So.
This is Doug. I voted yes.
Okay.
Okay, so did I. And Matt, I'm guessing you're going to say no.
Yeah, I did say we must have broke up. Yep,
okay.
I'm a no.
Yep. Sorry. Okay.
No problem.
Then, on to, under new business, we've got a discussion about ratifying the adjustments to the loan program interest rates, and there was an attachment distributed. And maybe Jonathan or Tom, you want to set out what this is all about?
I'll just set it up, and Rich can add to it. In recent months, the short-term interest rates have increased fairly significantly in relation to the 10-year Treasury, while long-term interest rates, 10 to 20 years, have actually slightly declined. So we, in order to be, competitive with the market, we think it's appropriate to raise our short-term rates by the amount indicated.
Okay, sounds good to me.
I have no issue. Matt, I assume you don't either.
This is fine.
So
okay.
If we need a resolution, I'll move that we adopt these proposed interest rate changes.
I'll second that. And then any other discussion regarding it? Then all in favor of ratifying these adjustments to the loan program, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Brad. Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Okay. Then we do have a proposed land bank sale, or two sales to the public. We got the attachments on those. This isn't the first we've heard of these ones, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, anything to report on it, or is it all pretty straightforward?
We have a reason to believe that they'll sell, and they've been appraised, and we'll hopefully get more than one bid on each one of them. Maybe as part of this, I can report on two meetings ago, we had two parcels that were offered for bid at a minimum of $31,000 and $6,000. Both of those came in with multiple bids, and so we've sold them above the bid price by a little bit. So our strategy seems to be working. Let's hope it works on these two parcels as well.
Okay.
Sounds good.
This is Matt. Just a quick – Jonathan, I had asked, and I know Doug had the same request, I thought, at one of our previous meetings, and I asked you about this yesterday. We talked about emailing me – just neighbor parcels on this map, because it doesn't say that. It just says what we own. I'd just like to see that so I could have it. I know Doug talked about that a couple of meetings ago as well. So
I'll take it up with Tom and we'll do something about it.
Well, and I mean, I'm going to vote yes on that, but in the future, I'd like it before the vote. I mean,
right.
I mean, okay. Now I mean, it's just interesting to me if maybe we're surrounded by all one owner. I don't know. It'd just be nice information to have.
All right.
I mean, it's probably available in the local tax.
This is Doug. I move we approve putting those properties up for bids.
This is Matt. I'll second that.
All right. Then I'll call for the vote. I'm all in favor. Say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt. I'm an aye.
Okay. Then any future agenda items?
This is Matt. Just one thing, and this has to do with, I know Jonathan sent us something from the school district of Three Lakes. I don't know if the other gentlemen were able to read over that, but I guess this is a concern I have generally with Jonathan, and I don't like that a lot of times things are happening. In this case, this school district sent a letter, and it specifically said in the email, please, you know, share it with your board, and we don't get anything. That was sent on the 5th of January. Today is the 17th. And he said, please share with your board members. And in the interim, Jonathan responded, you responded back with a letter, and you have things like, we prefer not to sell, and, you know, change the words a little bit on it. But this couldn't be clearer for me. If we have a person who's willing to buy land and pay an appraised value that's accurate, well, we can sell it, and we'd be helping out a school district that needs this.
I think they were asking us to donate the land, and that was the exchange Jonathan had. Is that right, Jonathan?
Well, they initially asked us to donate the land, and in August when we visited with them, we told them, no, we don't, we can't donate land, but if you want to buy it as a school district, please submit a formal application, and they have not done that. So then they came back with this letter, again asking us to donate the land, and they still have not submitted a request or an application or an action by their school board. So I sent them this letter kind of indicating, that's why it took me so long to answer it. Matt, I wanted to write a careful letter indicating what I thought that the issues that the board would want to review and that I would be happy to recommend selling it to them. I think we should sell land as a good neighbor to a school district. I disagree respectfully with the idea that we should sell any land we own. If it's blocked land and timber producing and part of our overall holdings, we probably should retain it. Unless it's a school district or a local government, then we ought to try and find a way to...
Well, I talked to the school administrator, Dr. George Carling, and I didn't get the impression that BCPL is really helping out a lot here. And I guess here's what I'll say.
We're not helping out?
Well, this letter in itself is basically like, you know, we'd rather have you look at other places. I guess the point is, you said you wrote in the letter in an email that you went up there in August. Why wasn't any, I've never heard this from you ever.
I didn't tell you anything about it. That's why I didn't hear anything about it.
But I'm saying, why wouldn't you bring this to the board's attention? I mean, just send us an email.
Because I didn't have anything.
Matt, why do you want to be that involved in the day-to-day operation?
Well, let me finish the answer to that question before you go, Doug, if you don't mind. It's pretty simple.
This is Doug.
Oh, sorry, Doug. Brad had asked me a question. This isn't day-to-day operation. I am getting the impression that that the staff are making it difficult to buy this land from us. And obviously, I support selling land. You guys will have your own vote. But to not even bring it to our attention. I talked to him today, and I said, listen, you give us a price, and if we appraise it and it's in the same ballpark, we can sell it. You know, this letter talks about we having some problems with access. We have a road going through the whole thing. That's not an access issue. I'm telling you, I talked to the school board administrator, and it sure seemed like we were not being helpful. And I know Senator Tiffany, I guess, had been contacted in regards to this. There is no reason that we can't do this. But I got the impression that we're not...
I'm not sure.
Okay, this is Doug.
Land buyers. We the BCPL should not be speaking with multiple voices.
What does that mean? Multiple voices.
We've got the staff communicating, and then you're out there communicating other messages. What? That doesn't make sense for us.
Well, I guess the question is, if they offer us to sell, if they offer to buy our land, and again, obviously they have to pay us. Nobody's disputing that. We're not donating it. If they're willing to pay the money, I assume the three of us will vote yes on it. I know I will, because it's not there's not a problem with access to the other land. So I guess why
I just heard Jonathan say they haven't applied for it to buy it yet.
No, I can tell
okay,
you.
Okay, so my turn. My
go
turn.
Ahead, sir.
Matt,
sure,
you,
sure, go ahead, Doug.
Matt, you're repeating sure. yourself. My turn. Okay. I think, first of all, that the board behaves in a very professional way. I don't agree that we have to be notified of every little thing that goes on. That's why we hire professional executive secretary and deputies to run the land board for us. It's our job to make decisions when it's important to make decisions. And we were notified, I think, in a timely way that this issue is potentially going to come before us in the next few weeks or months. And I read the material carefully, and I would be fairly in favor of selling the land as long as we were given the access we need to make access to our land not complicated by the lack of that particular parcel. And so I think at the moment there's nothing to talk about until we find out whether they are serious about this. And if they are, we'll discuss it further. Thank you.
And that's fine. We can discuss it in the future. That's fine. But I'm just saying that we should sell the land. It's that simple.
Next.
Okay. Executive Secretary's report, please.
Well, I don't have much to relate. The financial picture is pretty clear, and Rich did a good job with that. If you want anything you want to add to that, Rich?
No, you know, I just wanted to indicate that we had a really strong 2017, finished with a bang with an investment return almost 1% above our benchmark in the fourth quarter. We were able to fund the smoothing fund for the common school fund by over 50%. And we were able to make the first addition to common school fund principal from the investments from a mechanism outside the constitutional allocation of unclaimed property and fees, fines, and forfeitures in modern history. So I think that we've had a really good year. The distributions for the schools in coming up in April is going to be the second highest in agency history at $35.7 million, and we're excited about that. So I just wanted to make that report.
Yeah, we've got about a $3 million increase from last year to this year, and we've notified DPI, and have we notified WEMTA of the estimate? We've notified, by custom or law, we're required to give DPI an estimate, and so we gave them the estimate of $35.7 million. And I think that was copied to the board, unless I'm mistaken, as an email. But that's what it was last week. And that's about
okay, this is Doug. A good job. You guys have done a really good job this year. But something Rich said reminded me of a question. What's going on with DOA giving us this fines and forfeitures money?
Oh, boy. Well, as you... A bill was recently introduced, AB 773, Doug, that, among other things, would eliminate the use of third-party audits, contingency audits. The bill's a big omnibus tort reform bill that has a lot of support and probably deserves that support, but there's a section in it that would affect unclaimed property. I went to the legislature and testified for information purposes and raised a concern about it. Also, the Department of Revenue raised a concern. I learned, though, when the Department of Revenue testified, they had not been completely forthcoming with us. In their testimony, they said that they had done no third-party audits within the state of Wisconsin in the 4 years that they've managed the unclaimed property program, which is Tom and I's suspicion. Remember, we told the board that the amount of unclaimed property receipts seemed to be declining, and the amount of investment in third-party audits definitely declined. So we still don't have a full answer, but recently Pat LaShore, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, called us and said she'd like to meet in January when everybody had time, that she was going to go through a full explanation of what they've been doing. So I hope to have...
Okay, great. I'm sorry, I misspoke. I meant unclaimed property, not fines and forfeitures. I'm sorry.
I knew you did.
And I meant Department of Revenue, not DOA.
Yeah. I figure that out because we don't have any issues with DOA.
Let's have that meeting and find out where our money is.
Right.
Thank you.
It would appear
Thank
that
you.
DOA is comfortable with the limit. One other thing. I talked with Representative Bourne, the author, AB 773, a very gracious man, and he, I think, sincerely said that he wanted to work to accommodate changes that may be necessary or desirable. I got a communication from Representative Bourne's office yesterday, and they are proposing some amendments that would restore or keep out-of-state third-party contingency audits, but eliminate the in-state audits. That's not exactly what we may want, but Tom and I'll give you analysis of it. I have to say that Representative Bourne and Senator Craig have been trying to meet stakeholders' objections, including ours and the Department of Revenue.
Okay, good.
All right.
That's all I have.
Okay, well, thank you. Then I'll make the motion to adjourn.
This is Doug. I'll second the motion.
I'll third it.
All right. Thank you then, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Ready. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Doug?